on today's show, fitness update, more weather in Chicago, and a movie review of the French film Cachet. So first up, my fitness update. I have finally decided specifically what triathlon I'm going to be doing. Although I haven't yet registered for it, I have decided. It's a series of women's triathlons that used to be called the Reebok Women's Triathlon Series, but I think this year they have new sponsorship, and they're going to be sponsored by Subaru. So I guess they're renaming it the Subaru Women's Triathlon. I'm not sure. If you want to check it out, the website is still ReebokWomen'sTriathlon.com. And they have several, I think four or five, in different parts of the country. And so the one I'm going to be doing will take place on June 25th in Naperville, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. And so it's not until June 25th, so I still have, you know, quite a long time to get myself prepared for it. The reason why I like this triathlon is that it's geared, obviously it's all women, so it's geared towards you know, female athletes, but not just very experienced athletes. It also caters to, you know, first time triathletes like myself. You know, it wants to encourage people of various fitness levels to get involved, much like the Danskin triathlon series, if you're familiar with that. It's you know, similar principles to that series, which is also an all-women series, which I have heard good things about. So what I plan to do is sort of revamp my training schedule, you know, lengthen it out to the several months that it will be now, and post it up on the blog so that everyone can see what I'm supposed to be doing. Hopefully that will make me a little more accountable with my training, and hopefully that will all work out well. What I've been doing lately is yesterday I went to the gym and I did the bike for about 20 minutes, and then I went and got on what I thought was an elliptical machine, but once I started moving I realized it wasn't a typical elliptical machine, which, you know, has sort of a fluid forward moving motion. This was sort of like the same similar you know, things that you put your feet in, but they just sort of went up and down at an angle. I have no idea what this machine was. I have to try and figure it out, because I was surprised that there was actually an open elliptical machine. And obviously the reason why was because it wasn't an elliptical. I felt like I was bouncing more than moving in a normal mode. But whatever, I stayed on there for about 10 minutes just to try it out. So, you know, got to explore, try out some new things. So, you know, still this week I still have, you know, two swimming days and biking and running, and I think it's kind of fun when I've been doing, you know, two sports in one day. I've actually been enjoying that because I feel like I'm getting a better workout and having more fun at it. So that's all for the training. So next up, I have some more clips that I want to play for you that I recorded on my portable, you know, digital audio recorder over the weekend and then earlier today. The first clip you will hear took place during the very long walk that Princey and I went on Saturday. If you've read the blog lately, you saw that we took the car in for service, and they told us it would be about 4 or 5 hours, and we were in the suburbs, and we didn't have another car, so we basically attempted to be pedestrians in the suburbs, which doesn't go well, especially when it had snowed about 4 or 5 inches the night before. So it made for sort of a unpleasant walk, as you'll hear from the clip. And then immediately following that will be another clip that I recorded earlier today, which was another windy day here in Chicago, just so you guys can hear the wind. Enjoy!
So after just having walked from the Midas to the Super Target, which took a half an hour, we are now heading towards the mall,
Stratford
Square Mall, and we are walking through the parking lot, which is somewhat paved but icy.
But shoveled.
Yeah, shoveled but icy, and it's better than when we were walking to the Target, which was about 5 inches of snow, completely unshoveled, unpaved.
It's
like walking through the, yeah, pictures to prove it. like walking through a, you know, open field or something.
Careful that bar.
The suburbs are not designed for pedestrian travel, unfortunately. But having left Mr. Carr at the Midas for several hours, we are left to trek through the Arctic like explorers. Hoping to find some magical something. My socks are falling down. Forgot to tuck my pants back into my boots. Not fun. More fun with Chicago wind. I am walking home from the little convenience store that's two doors down from my apartment building where I just bought some milk. And as you can hear, it's very windy. Now, I realize the origin of the term Windy City had more to do with politicians blowing hot air than the weather, but as you can hear, the term Windy City has certainly stuck around due to the fact that there's a lot of wind here. Living as we do right near the lake, the wind is of course amplified from what it is downtown or in the center of the city. I just walked in front of a building, which is why I died down a bit. Yeah, so this is the kind of thing that I have to endure on a regular basis.
Obviously, I think I was a bit delirious in the first clip when we were walking, because I was rambling on about exploring, and I don't know, it just sounds really funny to hear it back now, but you have to keep in mind that at the time that I recorded that, you know, we'd already been walking for quite a while, and I was hungry and tired, and I guess I tend to babble when I do that, more so even than normal. Okay, so finally today, I would like to do a movie review of the film Cachet, which it is a French language film with English subtitles. It stars Juliette Binoche, who you may know from the film Chocolat, as well as you know, several other movies. She's quite well known. And then a host of other French actors who, you know, not having seen too many French films, I wasn't familiar with the rest of the cast. But overall, I'm going to give this 3.5 cat paws. I really enjoyed this movie. The basic plot is it's a married couple that has one son, and one day, unexpectedly, they receive a videotape on their front porch, and the tape shows the front of their home and them coming and going from the house at different parts of the day. And obviously, you know, this is quite unsettling that they're being watched. They don't know who sent the tape. They don't understand why this person sent this tape. And then as time goes on, as the days pass, they get more tapes and they get some notes and things to the point where it's really starting to upset the whole family, to the point where they're getting, you know, terrorized by whoever this is that's doing it. And it's just like a very sort of thrilling movie where you never really know what's going on and you sort of suspect everyone. And there's a whole another section to the plot, which I won't get into because it would ruin it. But in, you know, in the exploration of trying to figure out who might possibly have been sending these tapes, you know, you learn some background information about the father, and he has these, you know, these secrets that he has, and So there's like a whole issue of, keeping things from his wife and, why he's not being truthful with her. But like I said, the movie is very thrilling. It's like you never quite know what's going to happen. There's a lot of surprises and, twists and that kind of thing. One thing that I'd like to point out, which I don't think me telling you all this will really ruin the movie for you, but I'm just going to put it out there because Princey did not like this movie quite as much as I did because of the fact that the movie does not really, the ending is not really tied up nice in a bow. It still leaves you with a lot of questions and uncertainties about various things in the movie, which I kind of liked that aspect, and that's why I think I liked it more than he did. I enjoyed the fact that, they didn't, come out and say this is how everything happened, explain it to you in complete detail. You're still left wondering things and questioning and talking about it, trying to figure out how people fit in, and it's just really a really good movie. If you like, if you like sort of a thriller type movie, this is definitely a good one. The acting was great by all parties involved, and I really enjoy it, and I would recommend it. And that will do it for today's show. Thanks so much for listening. As always, please visit the blog at simbasmom.blogspot.com. And I've got a new email address set up, which I think will be easier for people to remember. It's simbachicago@yahoo.com. That's all one word, simbachicago@yahoo.com. And feel free to email me with any questions or comments or thoughts about anything that I've had to say today. And that'll do it. Thanks for listening.